if we can get Jennifer to come in. Here she comes. Whoa. First of all, I got to describe to you what this woman, you know, I'm not even going to describe you what she's wearing. Jennifer looks, hey, Jennifer.
Hey, girl.
Jennifer looks very, very nice today. I would like to let everybody know that Jennifer Hudson has walked into the building. How beautiful, beautiful J-Hud is here. And here, go ahead, put that microphone down. You can put the Oscar down, and you can put the, don't drop it. We're going to, hold on, you're not on yet. We got to, put the microphone on, there we go. There you go. What's up, J-Hud?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for coming in our studio.
Of course.
Jennifer, we had one of the weirdest things happen today.
What's that?
One of the weirdest things since I've been doing my show. Somebody called in 4 hours ago to talk to you. And about 10 minutes before we went on the air, they got dropped.
No.
So they sat there, and we can't call them back.
4 hours? That's not fair.
That's not fair. So
Call back.
Please try to call back. But tell me.
Do you know who they were?
I know. I will when I see that number.
Okay, good, because I really need to talk to them.
How you doing? Life has come full circle for you. You're an Oscar winner now. I see you brought it, and you're a Golden Globe winner. I don't want you to, if that thing cracks my table over there, I might have to talk to you about that.
It won't.
Because that it looks pretty. Is that heavy?
It's very heavy, but it's not the heaviest. The SAG award is the heaviest.
Okay,
SAG is like, I think, don't get me wrong, I think it's like about 18 pounds. And
wow.
The Oscar is 8 or 10.
Wow.
Yeah, but it seemed like they got heavier and heavier as it went on.
Well, life has come full circle for you, J-Hud. I mean, just thinking about, you know, a year and a half or so ago and looking at you now and how life has come. First of all, I'd like to say happy belated Jennifer Hudson Day to you.
Oh, wow. I thought she was going to say birthday.
No.
Girl, my birthday is in September.
Happy belated Jennifer Hudson Day.
Thank you.
We were giving out the Jennifer Hudson birthday signs on our show. And every caller that called in, we wished one another a happy Jennifer Hudson Day.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
What is life like for you now, like just on a daily basis? What's the life of a superstar? What is it like to just be recognized every place you go?
It's odd, you know. I don't think I will ever get used to it. Why? Because I just see me as Jennifer.
Yeah.
Nothing, my life has changed and my career has changed, but I'm still very much the same. So it's odd for me. Like sometimes people scream and I'm like, what are they screaming for? You know, and it's like, oh, it's you. And I'm like, oh. Okay, well, all right. You know, I don't even know how to react to that.
Do you feel like a role model?
Well, I hear that I am a role model, and I don't mind being one, as long as I can be a positive role model.
You know, I opened up we set up a voicemail hotline for you. Mm-hmm. Once we announced that you were coming on the show, we set up a voicemail hotline, and the voicemail hotline went crazy with people just calling in, asking questions, and giving all kind of accolades to you. And I want to play for you one of the voicemails that came through that just absolutely touched me. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Cass, and I'm 14 years old. Jennifer Hudson is my inspiration, and I love her so much. She's so talented and beautiful. Before Jennifer Hudson and Dreamgirls, I never really believed in myself. Mm. But now I know that I can and will do anything. And I thank God for Jennifer Hudson every day.
I mean, it's like,
oh,
here's one more. These are like two that just really, really touch me.
Hi, Jennifer. My name is Josh Berry. I just wanted to let you know that when you sang at the Oscars, I started to cry. Everything you touch turns to gold.
Wow.
Just wanted to let you know that. Thanks.
I mean, I'm sure that that's not the first time you hear stuff like that, but do you ever get used to it?
Never get used to it. That's the most overwhelming thing, is to see the reaction and that you're, I don't know what to say. To me, it's not about, you know, the material things or the cameras or the attention,
mm-hmm.
but it's, you know, you're not doing anything unless you're inspiring or helping or encouraging somebody.
Well, Jennifer, we are about to take a quick break and let you rest that that throat of yours so you can talk to a bunch of these callers that are online. Any chance you can sing us to break since you put that other girl on the spot? Any chance you can just sing us a little break melody there?
James.
Well, we just heard that.
I was being silly. You didn't say. Okay.
Dream Girls.
Every man has his own special dream.
Okay. We don't want Beyonce's version.
Oh. And that didn't work out too well anyway. I don't know what to sing.
Sing your version of Dreamgirls. You want me to sing? Because if I sing, it's going to rip it up.
Oh, Lord. Every man has his own special dream. And that dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem. If you open your eyes to what's in front of you. All right.
See, that is what's up. That is what you call.
That's for the people who didn't really believe this was me.
No, can you even imagine that?
It's me.
Can you even imagine that? Thank you, Jay Hutt. We're going to take a really, really quick break, and we'll be right back with you all. You all are listening to Idol Radio Show.
You're listening to IdolRadioShow.com.
With your amazing host, Daryl.
And would you like to say some parting words to our...
I love you guys. Thank you so much for the people that stood online waiting to speak. Thank you all for writing me. Because you know what? Let me say this. MySpace, when the rumors hit and the negativity come in, or if I'm feeling down, I always go to MySpace. And it always, always lifts my spirit. So I really appreciate everything. I am on the boards. I do read the negative, the positive, and everything in between. The battles when people try to... make a competition between me and whoever else. We're just artists. We just love to do what we love to do. And at least for me, that's how it is. And I'm not trying to compete with nobody. I'm just trying to leave my mark before I go. Okay. but no, I really appreciate everybody and everything. And I wish I could just speak to every single one of you. I love this. And I'm on the board. So if you don't get me here, hit me up on my space and hopefully we'll chit-chat.
Thank you for being with us, Jay Hutt. I love you. I do.
Oh, I love you. I do.
Thank you. I want to thank all of you all for joining us.